When Kalijah was in here, he called you the best running back in the SEC. So what's your response to that?
He's the best receiver in the SEC, so we just balance out.
And when you you guys are starting week one with Georgia, obviously a big game. So what are your thoughts on having such a, you know, an SEC opponent your first week and just preparing for Georgia?
I mean, having Georgia first week is, I feel like it's a good thing, actually, because both teams are coming in with, like, just trying to warm up. So if we could capitalize on this game with them still trying to warm up and get the feel of the season, it would be great.
Okay, go to your right here in the third row.
Tatum Everett, Fox 17, Nashville. Keyshawn, do you mind standing up and showing everyone what's inside your coat? We got to see this.
Y'all want to see the drill? The side come different today.
Earlier today, Kalijah was talking about the spectrums of the three people at SEC Media Days representing y'all's personalities, how you've got a Nashville personality. You're back in your hometown playing for the home team. What is a Nash personality, and how do you apply that in the way that you play your game?
I feel like I take what I could have been, and I put that on the field. Like, I could have been a troublemaker and all that, but I unleashed that on the field, and that's what helped me contain a lot of my anger and all that. So I feel like that's my Nashville personality. And then, like, going around the city, I can't go nowhere without somebody knowing me. So it's even worse when my teammates come up to me and be like, I seen your auntie yesterday, I seen your cousin yesterday. And I'd be like, I don't even know if they really is my auntie cousin. So, I mean, it's just, it's a fun thing. But at the same time, it's like, yeah, whatever.
To your right at the camera bank, please.
Wes Seiner with AL.com. You guys have a new running back coach with Tim Horton. Just wanted to get your impressions of him and kind of what you think of his, you know, approach to the game and how he's fitting in with the running backs.
Coach Horton, a great coach. One thing about him that he makes everybody in the room feel included, from the starter down to whoever the last string is. The last string gonna know the plays just as well as the starter do. And that's something that you don't see many coaches doing. He keep everybody involved. He very active. He a family man, so he like to have that family bond even with his players. And then you see all the players he have coached, all the SEC players of the year he has coached. And so with somebody with that much experience, you want to take everything in that they talk about.
To your left at the cameras.
Hey, how you doing? Jacques Doucet, WAFB-TV. LSU is coming up to Nashville this year. Doesn't happen very often. First time in a decade, and, you know, a chance to play somebody from the West in your own stadium that's been a traditional power. Just your thoughts on that opportunity.
I actually feel like that's a great thing, too, because Georgia and LSU both come to Nashville, which give us the home field advantage. And that's kind of what we need to play at, somewhere we're comfortable at and we can find our confidence easily. And so them coming to Nashville will just be another game, but it's also a way for us to, like, capitalize on anything.
To your right here on the second row.
There's a lot of talk about how your talent is put, or where your talent is putting you in the SEC, and not only in the conference but in the country. But I want to know, what makes Keyshawn Vaughn Keyshawn Vaughn?
First off, I'm grimy, so, like, you ain't gonna find a lot of players that's grimy. And then I could do it all: catch out the backfield, run through the tackles, and run outside on the perimeter. Whatever you need me to do, I can do it. And a lot of people don't got all them traits that connect like that. It's rare to see somebody who plays like me, as consistent as me.
Here in the middle at the camera bank.
You're the top returning rusher in the SEC. Kalijah is, led the league in receptions last year. In your opinion, why aren't more people talking about this Commodore offense and team?
Because we're Vanderbilt. And with nowadays, people get lost in who get the most hype. And we actually like it, though, because we want people to still sleep on us, because you're going to come sleep on us, we're going to run a score up on you. And so we love it for real. I mean, like I said, we have Vanderbilt, and people don't think Vanderbilt good. I don't know. For some reason, I feel like they don't think we in the SEC. Like, yeah, you got these players leading these stats or whatever, but they at Vanderbilt. Like, that still ain't like that still isn't the SEC. And so we want you to keep sleeping on us. It's just we'll wake you up game day.
To your right here in the second row.
So you talked about how you're grimy and you're gritty. Would you say that you lead more vocally or by example?
I lead more by action. I'm more of I don't like to talk a lot. Like, my personality isn't a lot of talking. I have to get comfortable around people to start talking more, so I'm more of an action first. But now it's more of a vocal leader because I'm like the oldest on the team now, so I'm accepting that role too.
Down here to your left, second row.
Obviously, Coach Mason commands a room. I'm sure he's the same way when he's talking with you guys. He's got swagger all over the place. Can you feel that coming down on you guys as far as you take on his identity, you take on his mindset? We're confident. We feel ourselves, all these different things. I mean, do you guys take pride in saying, all right, we got the dude at the top. We're going to play just like that.
I mean, we do take pride on him because he a chill coach. And so when you got a chill coach, you can go talk to that chill coach about anything. And him being so open-armed and wanting a relationship with all his players is different. And you want to play for somebody who you know will sacrifice anything for you. And so that's Coach Mason. You ain't going to find a lot of head coaches like Coach Mason.
To your right, against the wall.
Michael Brandon from Saturday Down South. You were just talking about Vanderbilt being disrespected. And I know the senior class has never lost to Tennessee. Is that one of your guys' goals going into the year, is just leaving school and being undefeated against the Vols?
I mean, the goal is to have a great season. That's the goal, and take it one game at a time. And once we get to Tennessee, we'll see what they're talking about.
Back to the third row on the right.
Expanding on Coach Mason, what's something he always tells you guys? And could you give us an impression of, do you do a good Coach Mason impression?
I don't do a lot. He just got a lot. He got a lot of fill in the blanks quotes that he like us to answer. One of them is, your body is your what? We answer job. And he got a lot of fill in the blank. We came up with some kind of like Masonisms. Well, like, he'll say a little quote and they'll just copy it and send it to the team every morning of like some little crazy quote he does say it. And then, so that's fun too. And like, you get the joke about your coach, and he's okay with it. Like, he don't take no offense to it.
We have 5 more minutes. You have any more questions?
Can you give us a Masonism? Can't even think of one. There's so many. No, I can't think of one.
Okay. To your right against the wall.
I know you've not spent your entire career at Vanderbilt, but speaking of Coach Mason, during your time there, how have you seen him grow as a head coach?
I think he has grown as a head coach understanding his players, understanding that you have to coach each player differently, and him being able to bring the team together as a whole through like all kind of adversity. He don't panic, so like when he don't panic, it causes the team to relax more and understands time to take care of business and ain't much pressure on us.
To your left, third row.
AJ Spur, 90.7 WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa. You spoke on how the Vanderbilt offense maybe doesn't get the recognition it deserves in the SEC. Do you think that narrative will be changed in 2019? And if so, how will you guys do so?
I know it will be changed. We just going to keep playing football. Nothing will change but who we play every week. We still going to go out there and play our football game like we do every week. So we'll just let that take care of itself.
You're right, third row.
Now that teams know who you are, how you run, and your style in this conference, how do you expect that to change when you head into each game day for you?
I mean, I feel like it's kind of hard to scout me because you don't know what I can do. I can do it all. I can run through you, run past you, juke you, whatever I need to do to get to the end zone, I can do it. And that's something that, like I said, separates me from everybody else. It's just different. I'm going to take what you give me. That's kind of the player I am. So Whatever you give me, I'm going to take it.